Tell us how good it is to be saved this evening.
Amen. Awful good to be saved. I'll tell you, if you ain't saved, I can't hardly explain it to you, but if you'll come get it yourself, you'll know.
Praise the Lord. Yeah.
Come on. Something that's real. Yeah. Yeah. You'll know when it happens. You don't have to ask the preacher how it is. Yeah. When God saves your soul, you're going to know.
That's his grandpa. Praise the Lord. Grab your Bibles and stand with us for a second, okay? Good news for my people here to come. It's only 6:12 right now. You'll be all right. They're looking at me like, what are you talking about, preacher? Hey, man, boy, it's good to be here. I don't want to get in the Spirit's way. And it don't matter how long you've been in this thing. And when the Spirit gets in it, boy, I like sometimes just back up.
Yes.
And just let him work, and I found that he can do a whole lot more in a whole lot less time than I can beating the drum. But I appreciate the opportunity. I appreciate your all's gentleness and kindness and your love that you have for us when we come. And it's so good to be able to get in church with people. And I tell you, it's so awful. Me and him was talking last night, and you can't hardly get people together because one's worried about this and leaving, or that one's worried about that one doing this, or... Man, we're going to be in heaven together for eternity. So we can't worship down here right now, man. We got problems when we get there. I say praise the Lord. It's going to be here. I had a thought, and the Lord dealt with my heart right there and said, this is where I want you to go. And so we're coming in this thing just trusting God tonight, okay? I'm going to be in Revelation chapter number 3 tonight. Revelation chapter number 3.
Say on, preacher.
Revelation chapter number 3 tonight. And I'll give you time in your King James Bible to find that.
Yep.
The Bible says, he that have an ear, let him hear what the Spirit say unto the churches.
Yep.
And unto the angel of the church of the Laodiceans write, these things say amen, and faithful, the true witness, the beginning of creation of God. I know thy works, that thou art neither cold nor hot. And I warrant that thou wert cold or hot. So then because thou art lukewarm, neither cold nor hot, I will spew thee out of my mouth. Now we're going to focus on that verse. This one says, because thou sayest, I am rich, I am increased with goods, I have need of nothing, and knowest not that thou art wretched, miserable, poor, blind, and naked. Father, we thank you, Lord, Father, for your goodness and your mercy, Lord, we thank you tonight. Father, for another opportunity we come to be able to give you just a little bit of grace, Lord, in this. We need you so much tonight. Father, we need your touch. We can't do nothing outside of you without you tonight. Lord God, we pray. Maybe you'll shake us up from where we're at and let us see, Lord, just how good you've been to us here tonight, God. Lord, we thank you for grace, mercy, and love. Oh, and it's in your name we ask it all. Amen and amen. Thank you. I appreciate your reverence. As I looked into this last verse and thinking about where he talked about that you're neither hot nor cold, but you're lukewarm. And he said this. He said it was so bad that I put it in my mouth. I spewed it out. I will preach to you on this thought. On giving God something he can swallow. Giving God something he can swallow tonight. Amen. When I think about the test and I think about the case that we're in tonight and how our churches have went, man, it's made God sick. You say, preacher, we see God move. We see him work. We see people saved. But I'm telling you as a whole, what we're turning out in this world and the world's seeing is a bunch of cold junk that God's nowhere near. He nowhere near it. Amen. He said this. I want you to catch this. He said, I'd rather you be stone cold. Absolutely cold as cold can be. Than be into the mess that we're in right now. Hey, glory to God. I'm telling you right now. We come into this thing, man, and I get on my people too all the time. Man, we've seen good meetings and we've seen it go well. And if we ain't careful, we'll sit back and we'll say, well, we'll let somebody else give God praise. We'll let somebody else do something. But it ain't their job to give God praise for you. It's your job. Can't nobody testify about how good God's been to me but me. Amen. Ain't nobody, my friend, testify highly about how good God's been to you except you. Amen. I say to you on this, nobody, my friend, will get moved by your testimony if it don't move you. We got so far moved from the days that we're saved, man, it's something else that will come up and we'll say, well, I thank God that I'm saved, not realizing what we're saying. We ain't going to hell. We're on our way to heaven. We have a better hope. He saved us. He said, I'd rather you this way or that way, anyway, but where you are. You know what I found about lukewarmness? You get real comfortable in it. You know what's uncomfortable about getting in the shower? Cold water. You know what else is uncomfortable if you ain't been right there? Scalding hot water. But you know what we want? Lukewarm water. You know why? Because we can take it. We can take that, Josh. You know what? There's no change. There's no flinch. There's no back down. When you step into a lukewarm bath or step into a lukewarm shower, everything's fine. And that's how we've done in our churches. We've got our lukewarm. We've got the temperature right. We've set it how we want to set it. And we don't want it changed. Can I give you one bit of good news while I'm preaching this? This is the last church age, by the way. Before the Lord comes. There ain't another one after this. I tell the people this other day, once this church is over, we're out of here, man. Amen. I'm out of here, and I'm out of here before the judgment hits. Amen. I'm privileged. I'm out of here, man. I ain't going through tribulation. I'm up, and I'm out of here. Well, glory. These people that say, well, I believe I'll be through half of it. You got a you've got a good awakening coming to you, man. Because it don't matter what you believe, The Bible's clear, and the Bible says, whoop, we're out of here, man. We ain't going to be here for it.
Yes, sir.
Let me hurry up. So we go in. He gives a go ahead. He shows what's going on out there. He said he gets him a taste of it. He gets him a taste of what we're sending up. What we keep throwing up to him, he keeps spewing back down. Some point we're gonna get this call. We're gonna figure out, man, we gotta change what we're sending up. If that praise that you're sending up, just so people can still think you're spiritual, keeps coming back down, you need to change it. Amen. 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 If that praise that you're throwing up just because you feel like that's just something you need to do, when it comes right back down, hey, you better change some things. Amen. Let me tell you something. He takes that praise real serious when we're talking about giving God glory and giving him praise. It better be straight and it better be right and it better be with our whole heart glory to God. He goes in, if I can see, and he talks about some things and the conditions. He said, I would you rather either hot or cold. He said, but this is what I found with these people. He said, you're rich and your increase were good. Boy, we got some real pretty sanctuaries, don't we? Boy, we got the best that money can buy out there. You look across and drive past some of our churches that's around about, and boy, you stop and you think, man, best looking building in town. Now, let me say this, though. It should be the best looking building in town. Amen. I ain't telling you to spend $1 million on a building, but I'm just telling you, it better look like the best building in town. You know why? Because it ain't your house, it's God's house. Amen. We ought to keep up with God's house. I hit a nerve on that. Hey, man, we need to take care of God's house. I tell mine all the time, man, this ain't for you to feel comfortable and throw your feet up. This is a holy place where holy things happen. Man, this ain't just some house. This is God's house. It's special. This place is special. But we see, man, just they got everything. They've got the big fancy lights, and they'll have the screens, and they'll have the fog machines, and they'll have all this stuff, but yet they're lacking something. The Spirit of God Almighty in the house. They will go in, and man, the piano play just right. And boy, they'll have the instruments, and boy, they sound good, but they don't sound as good as when God's in it. I don't care if they play in the junk. If God's in it, I say, blow on. He said, you're rich. Your increase with goods. You know what happens when somebody gets rich?
Yep.
They don't need anybody.
Right. Yeah, brother.
You know when you need somebody? When you ain't got two nickels rubbed together.
Right.
You know who's standing in the streets begging? People ain't got nothing. You know who ain't? The people that's got plenty.
Right.
See, and that's what's happened. We've started asking God. God, I need you. Lord, I need you. And we've said, I've got enough in this thing. I've got enough money in my bank account where I'll say this, Lord, you can have whatever. I'm fine the way I am. And we've let that roll, and it's just festered in. Now we're raising up generations of children where they're seeing that and they're thinking, that's how church is supposed to be. That ain't how it's supposed to be. It's about men getting along with God, not during the service, but before it ever starts, praying to God that he will move. That's what it's about. Am I still in here with you? Are we still good?
Yeah.
We still friends?
Yeah.
Hey, man.
Good preaching.
He said, you're rich, your increase were good. Hey, man, I believe we're in a day, man, where we think that just because it looks good, it makes it good.
Oh, brother. That ain't right.
No. No, that ain't how it works, my friend. He said, you're rich, your increase were good. You haven't need nothing. He said, and you know it's not, that those are, you're wretched, miserable, and poor. If you've been in any church at any point in time, you've seen some people that are wretched and they're miserable. Hey, boy, well, preacher, amen. It don't take long, man, to get in the Baptist church before you figure out where the doom and gloom section's setting up at. Amen. They'll be the ones there criticizing everything and anything. They'll be the ones there that regardless of what somebody may do, somebody may say, I want to reach out to a million people and give them the gospel. They'll come back with, you ain't got time for that. They'll come with every excuse. They're wet blankets, my friend. Quit listening to them jokers and go out for the glory of God.
Hallelujah.
The devil plants them flowers in churches. Ain't flowers, he plants them weeds. You know what a weed's job is? To take over and start choking stuff out.
You're right.
So the devil will start springing up weeds in the house of God. Hey, man, praise the Lord. That's why you got a man of God. Sit back there, get his Holy Ghost hoe right here, and just start chopping at every weed that comes up. And your job is to back him and say, preach on, preacher. It's going to happen, man. You're going to get weeds in the garden, man, but you got to take care of them. Yeah. Hey, man, don't get caught up in them blooms and leave them and them weeds taking. You better make sure you get them pulled up out of there. If you got them in your house, you better get them up out of your house. He said, you're wretched, you're miserable, you're poor. They thought they had something, but they really had nothing. Ain't that about the way it goes anymore, ain't it? And the ones that they look at us and say, we have nothing, but they are so wrong. In my heart, I'm rejoicing. Oh, this world may not see. Thank you, Lord, for your blessings. Woo! On me, have the roof up above me. Have the good place. Woo! To sleep. There's food on my table and shoes on my way. Well, glory to God. It's you got to be saved. Woo! I tell you what you need to do tonight. You need to give him something he can swallow. When's the last time you just got over yourself and said, Lord, let me thank you for everything you've done for me. When's the last time your family seen you lose your mind for God? Amen. It's scare your kids see you start rejoicing. Amen. They can see you get fired up about anything and everything. You pull you a big bass out of the water, buddy, you'll push your kids out of the boat trying to get a picture of it. Amen. You go in and you kill a big old buck. You'll be taking 500 pictures and putting that all over Snapbook or whatever. Putting that all over the place, man. You go in and you see little Johnny finally hit a home run off a ball that's sitting on a tee. You'll think he won the World Series. And you'll run around there talking about that. But God save you out of the pits of hell. And we sit back and say, hey, give him, hey, glory to God. He's been good. Been good. We sit back like a knot on log. Amen. This people in this place, they don't know what God's brought you out of. And behind all the makeup and the pretty dresses and all the big fancy clothes and behind all that, God knows the mess that was in your house. And he knows what, glory to God. He knows what he pulled you up out of. He knows you ought not even be here had it not been for the glory of God. You're sitting right here because of the grace of God. You're sitting right here because, well, glory to God, because he's been faithful. You better give him praise tonight. Give him something he can swallow. Amen. Here's the thing. I'm about done. That I found true about him. Wait, I threw some stuff up. It's come right back down. Here's what I love about God. He don't look down there and say, well, done with that guy. He wipes his mouth off. Give me something else. Give me another. Give me something I can swallow. Amen, glory. Amen. And buddy, I may throw up 4 or 5 times and it just come right back down. And it may go up and him just wipe his mouth and say, let's go again. Come on, buddy. Amen. But I may hit that one time and it may be just right. And he may go, that sore is good. Amen. There'll be days where your praise will line up for God. What is our goal? I ain't talking about your goal as a member in this church. I ain't talking about the goal as a member of your family.
Right.
I'm talking about your goal as a member of the body of Christ. Yeah. We got to be able to give him praise.
Yeah.
And we got to be able to give him something he can swallow.
Yeah.
I get to thinking about how good God's been to me.
Yeah, brother, me too.
And I sit here tonight, and I get back there, and I think, here I am in a great church, and I don't deserve to be here.
Right, brother, me either.
Kevin, I have no place to be here tonight.
Right.
Man,
right.
I know you see us, and you see us as these invincible soldiers for Christ. You're wrong. Man, we've been as beaten and broken as you have, man. We've sat there in the Sunday morning and the Monday mornings and thought, man, am I even doing the right thing? And man, is this even worth it? Boy, is it even worth going on and doing this thing? Do I need to just quit it all? Devil, get on your heart and get on you and let you know, man, that you're a failure. But it's then, man, you just got to crawl into your prayer closet. You got to shut the door like he said in Matthew. And you just got to say, Lord, I can't do nothing today but just thank you and give you praise. And praise your way out of that thing. And encourage your own self. Amen. Well, y'all come up and sing that morning by morning. What are you saying tonight, preacher? I'm saying, boy, ain't a good day today to go ahead and give God praise. See, here's why, and I tell my people this. I told them this. I said, you know what? When we come and brother sang and he did a great job on Amazing Grace. But you know what? When we get to that part where we stand up and we say, praise God, you feel that getting uncomfortable in your flesh. And sometimes you want to hide behind somebody and you got your hands up, but you don't want people to think you're too spiritual. You don't want them to think you're too big a fanatic. See, that's what we've got to get over. This flesh, that's, see, you're going through a battle. You don't know it. You went through a spiritual battle through a bottle of Amazing Grace on that, where the flesh said, keep your hands down. But the Spirit said, I got to keep them up. Wow, glory. God's been too good to us. As we stand. As we stand today, I'm going to ask you something. When is the last time? When's the last time that you just lost control of everything else around? That you just went up and said, God, I got to give you praise. Maybe you need to grab your family tonight and say, we just need to thank you, Lord, for everything you've done for us. Lord, you've been good to my home. You've kept us safe. We don't have a bunch of sickness. Maybe you just, hey, it don't matter where you're at, where you got to go. Find you a spot. This song is one of my favorite songs because it talks about how faithful God is. He's going to sing. You got a need. Man, there's people praying everywhere. Why don't you find you somewhere to get away with God at? Quit worrying about what people are going to think. It ain't about Mount Vernon, Amazing Grace. It's about you. It's about you tonight, and it's about what you've got in your heart. And when's the last time? When's the last time You said, Lord, I'm going to empty this thing out for you.
Yeah, brother. Good
place. Dad, when's the last time your children have seen you lose it for him? Mama, when's the last time, man, they heard the songs playing through the house? You singing for the glory of God just because you love God.
Yeah,
right. Wouldn't that be a good night to get that man? You say, well, preacher, I'm young. I'm a teenager. There's never you be too young to give God praise. You've got a good mom and daddy that take care of you. Well, glory. That take care of you, that feed you, that give you a good home, that treats you right, man, that shows you the way, the word of God. You ought to be down here thanking God for him.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Bella.